China has started a week of military training in a large disputed area of the South China Sea. The Chinese government did not give details about the training, but it said the exercises would end one day before an international court rules on the dispute. China and the Philippines both claim territorial rights to the area. The Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague is currently considering the case. It is to announce its ruling next Monday, July 12th. The disputed territory is east of China's Hainan Island, down to and including the Paracel Islands. The Paracels include about 130 reefs and islands. It is believed the court will rule in favor of the Philippines next Tuesday. That could remove any legal basis for China's claims over almost all of the South China Sea. China has repeatedly rejected the idea that the court has power in the area. Chinese Foreign Ministry official Hong Lei spoke at a press conference Monday. He said, "The court has no jurisdiction over the South China Sea dispute." He said the ruling will be illegal and invalid. Hong also told reporters that China has every right to claim the disputed area. He accused the former Philippine government that requested the legal action of lying. Tang Siuman is an expert with the Singapore-based research organization ICES Yusof Ishak Institute. He communicated with VOA over email. He wrote that the Chinese military training, in his words, could serve as a reminder of China's military power and its willingness to deploy such means to protect its national interest. Tang also wrote that China would ignore the court ruling. He said it will use economic offers to influence the new president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte. And, the researcher wrote, China will urge its Southeastern Asian allies not to release statements on the ruling. Last month, China pressured the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations about a statement it planned to make. The statement warned that recent developments about the South China Sea may have the potential to undermine peace, security, and stability. ASEAN withdrew the statement after its release. Some experts say it is meaningful that China took its training to the Paracels area. The islands are under its control. It did not take the training to the Spratly Islands, where the Philippines has a presence. However, James Nolt says the meaning is not clear. Nolt is an expert with the research organization World Policy Institute. He told VOA that the chosen training area could simply serve the Chinese Navy best. But he said it could also be a political statement to show the, in his words, ability and intent to intervene, but not too provocative. The United States said it will continue to watch the South China Sea situation. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan, spoke about the issue last week. In his words, "The U.S. treats this region of the world very seriously, and we have very important national security interests that we're not going to step away from." I'm Katie Weaver.